Welcome to the Big Fresh Choice Literacy Podcast. I'm Ruth Ayers, the editor behind the scenes at the Choice Literacy site. Our community advocates for every teacher as an expert professional in the classroom. We believe students should have a choice and voice in what they read and write so they can become thoughtful, outspoken citizens, as well as lifelong readers and writers. Our podcast highlights the weekly newsletter, including inspiration from the lead essay and a full article on a timely topic. Get to know our contributors, discover the best tools and literacy lessons from teachers and school leaders who spend every day in classrooms. Most importantly, keep your soul aloft as you empower student choice and voice in your corner of the world. I wrote this week's lead essay called Shark Attack. Eek! A shark. Hasway points to the page Diana is working on in writing workshop. Diana keeps coloring with an ocean blue crayon and says, "Watch out! He'll eat you!" Hasway jerks his finger back. "Bad shark," he reprimands. I'm in a kindergarten writing workshop at West Goshen Elementary School in northern Indiana. It is a bustling place. Often, I go into workshops where a soft tone has been established. I've written about these classrooms. There are twinkling lights and quiet music plays while a fire crackles on the smart board. Children sprawl on the carpet in front of the fire, while others hole up under tables. They are writing, and there is a gentle hum of conversation. There is nothing quiet about the writers I'm hanging out with at West Goshen today. They are animated. They are chatting about sharks and fun at the mall. They are discussing spaces between words and ending sounds. They are gathered around their tables and share crayons and pencils. Some stand, some sit, most wiggle. They are writing, and there is a roar of conversation. There are many ways to establish a culture of writers, but the first step always begins with the heart. It isn't about the noise letter or the soft lighting, but rather a group of people who write and grow together. Our articles and videos feature full-time teachers and literacy leaders who spend every day in classrooms. The Classic Classroom Library contains over 3,000 articles and 900 videos from more than 150 contributors. Our members have access to the entire library 24/7. Content is updated continuously with 4 to 6 new features published each week. This week, our members will find cutting-edge thinking about word learning. Tammy Mulligan is the co-author of All About the Books, an assessment in practice with Claire Landrigan. At work, you will find her working alongside elementary students and teachers. In her article, Making Something Together, Shared Writing Online, Tammy reflects on her recent work with virtual learners and finds shared writing is her go-to strategy for teaching young writers online. Melanie Quinn is a fourth grade teacher in Vancouver, Washington. In her article, It's Not Wrong, It's Almost Right, Melanie reconsiders how she teaches spelling in her fourth grade classroom, establishing a new whiteboard routine. In this week's video, Melissa Atwood leads a first grade guided reading group. The focus at the start of the lesson is on blends in words. This is the first video in a two-part series. In an encore video, Dana Murphy meets with a group of fifth graders to work on strategies for understanding unknown words. Dana is an elementary teacher and was previously a literacy coach. She wrote for the Two Writing Teachers blog. Our contributors are listening and looking hard for those spontaneous teachable moments when they can move a child forward as a reader and writer. Each week we offer free articles to empower all educators to do the same. Secondary educators may be interested in checking out our free article by Gretchen Schrader. Gretchen teaches 11th and 12th grade English in a small high school outside of Columbus, Ohio. She is a teacher consultant for the Columbus Area Writing Project. Gretchen was noticing that her vocabulary routines were drudgery, as she describes in her article. In Quick Vocabulary Practice and Assessment, Gretchen shares ways to keep vocabulary tedium from creeping into her classroom. Anyone can read this free article at our site. Just get the link in the show notes. Also free for all is Bitsy Park's article, Quick and Easy Word Study Groups in First Grade. Bitsy is a first grade teacher near Portland, Oregon. One of Bitsy's signatures as a choice literacy contributor is her photographs. She is always willing to open her classroom so we can imagine new possibilities for our own spaces. This article is no exception, so to get a glimpse at Bitsy's charts, make sure to check out the article. You'll find a link to it in the show notes. Let's listen to Bitsy's advice for teachable moments in word study. In the article, she will share many lesson ideas and share sessions to help students use the lessons as readers and writers. Quick and Easy Word Study Groups in First Grade by Bitsy Parks. When I listened to Ellen Keane present at a workshop years ago, I was particularly interested in her information about how word study fits into a reading workshop model. She shared the research that it should be quick and fun, and that if it went on too long, its value was lost. Those words, quick and fun, have stayed with me all these years. Word study is a favorite time of day in my class. Although a lot of learning goes on, it's quick, fun, and low stakes. We celebrate our language, look for patterns, and play with words. My students love it, and so do I. I designed word study as a mini workshop model. Quick whole class lesson, independent and partner work, and a share, which connects our work to our reading and writing. I use resources from word study guides, as well as spontaneous word discoveries and questions that come up. We play games, practice writing, do word sorts and word hunts, and create charts together. And I use the students' names as often as I can when introducing a new word study topic. Here are some sample lessons that have come up in my class. These lessons fall into different categories, such as modification of a lesson from a published program, spontaneous opportunities, and read aloud opportunities. Modifying a word study lesson. Word families are taught in most published phonics programs. I like to modify lessons when I can to introduce them with student names and or design the chart so that we can continue to add to it as our word knowledge grows. These charts are important for reading skills and can also be interactive during writing, either using the chart to help with writing or adding to the chart. Sample mini lesson. Sample mini lesson. Some words are spelled almost the same. They just have a different beginning. We can call these word families. They can help us when we're reading unknown words and can help us in our writing. Let me show you a couple that I found in our read aloud. I recorded them on these sticky notes so that we can add them to a chart to help us keep track of different word families. Today, I want you to look for word families in your word sort and in your reading. If you find one, record it on a sticky note and we'll add it to the chart. Share. If you know how to read or write a word, it can help you read or write a similar word. We'll continue to add to our chart as you find word families in your reading. And you can use these charts to help you spell words in your writing. If you are writing a word in one of the word families, take the sticky note to your seat and use it to help you in your writing. Be sure to put the sticky note back when you are finished. Spontaneous opportunity. Whenever something comes up for me at home or with my class that makes us pause and think about our language, I design a lesson around it. Examples are holiday words, words that we can chunk into parts we know, and vocabulary that we notice is used often, such as fond, or other words to describe walk or said in books we are reading. Sample mini lesson. This morning, when I was getting ready for school, my children tried to scare me with some of our Halloween decorations. They kept using the sound, ooh, which gave me an idea for our word study today. Sometimes words have an ooh sound in them. Can you think of any? Let's make a chart of what we come up with. Then in your reading today, you can use a sticky note to record those words and we'll add them to our chart. Share. Wow, lots of you found more words for our chart. Do you notice any patterns in how these words are spelled? This can help us in our reading and writing. Read aloud. Another opportunity that often comes up for word learning is during a read aloud. I use read alouds for word study all the time. Below is an example that can teach vocabulary as well as enjoyment of our language. Other read alouds that work: Knuffle Bunny, the KN sound, Mrs. McNosh hangs up her wash, or Sheep in a Jeep, rhymes, or Don't Be Silly, Mrs. Millie, double consonant. But don't give away the last page on this one. Sample mini lesson. When I read The Word Collector to you yesterday, we talked about collecting our own words that are interesting to us. They are interesting to say, to hear, or to think about. I thought today we would use our word study time to record some of those words. We can keep adding to our word collection and choose a few each week to talk and learn about. Share. Wow, look at all these words that we collected already. Does anyone want to share a word that they chose because it feels interesting to say? Does anyone want to share a word they chose because they like the meaning of it? Does anyone want to share a word they chose because it looked interesting on the page? Let's keep collecting words and talk about a few each week. You can use these words in your writing, and you might see them again in your reading. Our Leaders Lounge is dedicated to literacy coaches and school leaders. Our contributors share their best advice for working one-on-one with teachers in coaching cycles, hosting professional development sessions, and designing demonstration lessons and study groups. Our literacy leader members will find 2 to 4 new features in the lounge each week. This week, teacher Tara Barnett and literacy coach Kate Mills are a dynamic writing team in New Jersey. In their article, Vocabulary Development in Writing, they create a lab site for exploring vocabulary development with a classroom-based inquiry plan for a group of teachers to observe instruction with young learners. Julie Wright has been in education for over 25 years in many different roles. In her article, Word Study Half-Day Professional Development, Julie designs a half-day professional development session to help teachers analyze assessment data and design a schedule to address word learning needs. An off-site link to Edutopia shares an article by Holly Hagman called One Word to Drop from Your Teacher Vocabulary. It shows how simple changes in teacher vocabulary can make a world of difference in how students approach challenging tasks. Choice Literacy is a proudly independent community. We are not associated with any commercial publisher. We don't recommend packaged or scripted programs. Our contributors are educators who carry contracts with schools during the day and live full lives. They write for educators just like themselves, who are figuring things out by listening to students and reflecting on each day. Thanks for joining me for the Big Fresh Choice Literacy podcast. I'm Ruth Ayers, the editor of the Choice Literacy site. Next week, we will be discussing author studies. You can find links to all of the articles discussed in the show notes, or sign up for the Big Fresh newsletter so you can have the links delivered directly to your inbox. Keep offering choice and voice to students in what they read and write. And don't forget to keep your soul aloft. Shine on, everyone.